G'day, Cookie. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
They're going good. Let's take you back down 16-0 there last Thursday night against the Dragons. Just how urgent was it behind the posts?
Look, to be honest, we weren't worried too much because we knew we were doing the right things at the start of the game. We're defending well, and a couple of those tries were against the run of play that, they weren't off any shape that pulled our defence apart, which would worry us. So we're pretty confident in how we're going. We just had to get those silly couple of errors, and when we got down there, just be a little bit more patient on their line.
I tell you what, Cody Walker couldn't have been more impressive. He really stepped up when Adam Reynolds left the field. He led the team well, and that was his best game, and that was the type of form we know that Cody can produce, and that was back up there with what he was showing at the start of last year.
Yeah, that's right. Cody had a great game on the weekend, and obviously when Reno went down, he did a great job and stood up and got the team around the park. And, you know, Cody's got a great fallback game where he, you know, if he's not quite in the game, it's not going his way. He goes back to his effort areas, his kick chase, his strong indeed, his push support and all those things. But on the weekend, you know, we saw what he can really do with the ball in hand and the opportunities he can create. And, you know, I think that game will go a long way for him this year, just, you know, give him a lot of confidence and remember what he can do to opposition teams, and hopefully can carry that form in for the rest of the year.
Cookie, we've seen a lot of criticism go Adam Reynolds' way over the past few days. Unfair, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think so. I got asked about it yesterday. I think it's pretty unfair. It's almost, and I related it to, you know, if someone gets sent 10 in the bin, you've got 12 players on the field, everyone just has to lift that little bit extra to cover it. And you see a lot of teams play some better footy sometimes when they've only got 12 players on the field. There's something about that, and I think that's all it was. We lost our leader and our halfback, and we knew we all had to lift, especially a couple of tries down as well. We knew we had to lift, and it was a bit of a wake-up to us. If we want to get this job done, we've all got to just play a little bit extra harder to cover Reno's spot. So, no, definitely unfair call.
Yeah, how do you get Cody into the game, though, Cookie? Because there's no doubt about it, when he's touching the ball more, you're a far more dangerous team.
Yeah, look, I think it's a big lot of pressure on the forwards, I guess, to get that momentum through the middle. And once we get that, you know, just get in the halves of ball when we can. I think, like I said before, if it's not done, you know, certain way for Cody, we're not shifting down that way as much. If we've got a game plan the other way, whenever someone jumps, or like if I jump out of hooker, he's always there, and that's how I know he's in the game as well. His push support is one of the best in the competition, and I think just his movements around the ruck and off the balls, what he does. So, but if we want to get him into the game, I think sometimes you just got to give him the ball and let him do his thing, whether it works or not. Just bring him into the game that way, because he's a smart footballer. If something doesn't work the first time, he will adjust very quickly and fix it.
Yeah, two players I thought were brilliant last week, and one of them is very underrated, but one hasn't played his best football, but I reckon over the last month he's starting to build into his best football, and that's Thomas Burgess. I thought he was sensational through the middle. And the other one is Bailey Surinen.
Yes.
Geez, he's jumped out of the ground.
He has, mate. And, we always knew that he would once he started playing regular footy. He's a football player. That's what he is, and that's what he's done for us. You know, he's been meant to play second row the last 2 weeks. He's played about 10 minutes there, I think. Total, he's been pushed to the centre. He's pushed to the halfback. He plays at lock in the middle when, you know, Cam comes off a couple of times. And he just covers all positions, and he's so valuable to our team and what he's doing. And it seems whatever job he gets put in for that weekend, he does it perfectly. You know, on the weekend, playing halfback, he didn't do any kicking, but the way he did his little part around the ruck, he was a runner, ran the ball nice and hard, direct, and gave early ball to Cody. So, you know, he did a great job on the weekend. He's going to be in our 17. I'd like to think every week, no doubt about that.
You're at the Broncos. They've got you in round two, 22-18. Their season pretty much went pear-shaped after that, Cookie, but they do get a big inclusion in David Fifita back. How do you counteract someone of his ability this week?
Yeah, they do. It's a massive in for the boys and the Broncos. You know, they've obviously been struggling a little bit in the past, but the last couple of weeks, I thought they've been playing some good footy for long periods of time against Melbourne. I know that score blew out a little bit, but they started really well, and he'll be great for them, whether he comes off the bench or starts. Obviously, we know him as a quality player, you know, the Titans deal and stuff like that. So, is going to be one to watch. He's going to be full of energy. I'm sure he's ready to jump out of his skin and play a really good game of footy and help his Broncos teammates get back on track before he leaves next year.
I know the game's all about the 17 players, Cookie, but it's hard not to think back to those scenes in the dressing sheds at Suncorp Stadium last year when you guys beat the Broncos and Wayne Bennett came in and had a bit of a dance. Is there a bit of a spring in his step this week, and can you tell that he's coming up against his former club and sort of wants to get one over them?
I think we'll probably notice a little bit more after captain's run, during that captain's run, a bit of passion, a bit of spring in his step that he's coming up against the Broncos. But who knows, you might even get a little bit nervous the way he celebrates after if we beat him. So, everyone loves coming up against their old sides. I know I do. And love getting the win over them as well. So Wayne's definitely like that as well. So we've got to make sure we get the job done for him, because we didn't get it done in round two. We've changed a few things and fixed them up, and hopefully we can get him dancing in the sheds this time.
Obviously, Anthony Seibold had a big impact on your career, Cookie, there at South when he was there. Do you still chat at all, exchange a text or anything?
Oh, probably a long time ago now, to be honest. It's very hard sometimes when, they're opposition coaches. But I did have a really good relationship with Seibs when he was here, and obviously gave me a good opportunity and put a lot of trust and belief in me. And, I definitely thank him for that. But now that we're coming up against him, hope he doesn't tell him too many of my tricks, and we can get out there and get the win against him this weekend. It's like versus not your old teams, but your old coaches. You want to get a win over him as well.
Yeah, and it's still a strong-looking Bronco side. They were better last week against the Sharks, and in particular, Darius Boyd out the back of those block plays was pretty impressive last weekend, and he's got such subtle skill with that catch and pass he's got.
Yeah, I thought they were very unlucky against the Sharks last week, and he does a great job with their defensive line too, Darius, when he's playing fullback. They're very organised when he's at the back. I know Milford's not playing, but he looked like he played a really good game on the weekend, looked dangerous in attack, and Katoni Staggs is another one who's just a strike player out there in the centre. So there's definitely some players to watch. And, the competition's very close. So I know they haven't won many games, but, that all teams are quality teams, and anyone can beat anyone on their day. So I know where they sit on the ladder, but we've got to give them the respect of the team that they have, and we need to win as well as much as them as we're sitting in the eighth spot.
Can't remember how your tip went last week, Cookie.
It won. No, I
That's why you can't remember, Cookie.
We knew you'd remember.
What do you got today, mate?
I've got race 5, number 2 at Canterbury today.
That is a cat. James McDonald, James Cummings. Barrier 2, $5.
Good value.
Like it, $5. There you go. Cookie's tip today. That's the one. Oh, yeah, one. Diva is the favourite in that race.
Hey, Cookie, do any of the boys come to you for tips?
Yes, I've got after Dean, not for tips, I know Dean Hawkins tries to put his 2 cents in. He's quite good.
Right.
One of the young boys.
Yeah.
He's always got some good mail for me.
Oh, that's all right. Keep him close if he's got good mail.
He's got Solar Apex today. He tried to send me that. He wanted me to give that one out to you guys as well.
Solar Apex.
I think that's race 1, I think, Canterbury,
Race 1, Canterbury Middle.
Race 1, number 2. It's the $2.70 favourite, also Waller McDonald.
There you go.
Beautiful.
All right. Beautiful, Cookie.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Good luck against the
Barkey. I am, buddy. I've got the heater on. Thank you.
Good to hear, mate.